Good morning. We'll open with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for this day that you provided for us. And we ask that you continue to watch over us and protect us in these troubling times. We ask that you would watch over Pastor Sperry and his family as they travel. Keep them safe and bring them home to us again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our sermon text for this Sunday, which has just been read by Don, is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Two young boys walk into a dental office and they ask to see the dentist. The doctor came out to see the youngsters and asked them what he could do to help them. To which the bolder of the two replied, "Sir, we need to have a tooth pulled, but we don't want any of that sissy stuff to take away the pain. You see, we're in a hurry." Somewhat startled, the doctor said, "Okay. My, you certainly are brave. Well, let's have a look." To which the braver of the two promptly stepped aside and pulled his partner to the front, saying, "Show him the tooth, Billy." Well, by now you can sense the emotions that are going through Billy's mind, and I'm sure he would rather be somewhere else than the dental office. No doubt, fear, worry, and anxiety, to say the least, were going through his mind. But you see, we are a lot like Billy because of our sinful human condition. We tend to worry and be fearful about a great many things. "Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?" the scripture says. How true this is. And all too often, we worry about things that are beyond our control. This year, 2020, has been and will continue to be a trying time in our faith like no other in history. We are fighting an invisible enemy, the COVID-19 virus. Houses of worship have been closed, businesses have been shut down, and there have been unprecedented layoffs. While still in other areas of our nation, we are seeing the results of destructive protests and riots in major cities. We are uncertain about the weeks and months to come, and naturally we worry about things that are beyond our control. We worry about catching the coronavirus. We worry as we witness the volatile stock market. We worry as we see our savings evaporate in an instant. We worry as we watch our retirement stripped away by the stock market. We worry that we may not even live to enjoy our retirement. We worry that we might lose our jobs as the economy shuts down amidst concerns of spreading the virus. We worry whether or not we'll have enough money to live on. And we worry when the doctor comes in and says, "We have a problem." We worry when a loved one lies near death, and we worry when our children leave home for the first time. But all of these concerns, as troubling as they may be, are out of our control and in God's hands. God is watching over us, and for many of us, our prayer is simply, "God, have mercy on us." Our Lord has told us several times throughout Scripture, "Do not worry." But in spite of this divine promise of God, our sinful nature, our sinful human nature, will still take us down the same path of anxiety, fear, and worry, rather than letting go and letting God handle the situation. I know it's hard. I've even caught myself doing this same thing. And at that moment, you simply have to shake your head and say, no, I'm not going to let this happen. What good does it do us to worry? What will we gain? In our sinful human nature, we tend to worry instead of trusting the promises of our Heavenly Father. Even though we have the promises of God, we still worry. Yes, we worry. Fear, doubt, and anxiety become the normal train of thought for us. Fear, doubt, and anxiety. These three things are often referred to as the unholy Trinity. They all too often replace the fear, love, and trust that we should have in our hearts for the divine promises of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do not worry, scriptures tell us. We are told this in some form throughout scripture. Like, do not worry, do not fear, do not be afraid, and be courageous. If we put them all together, we might find that there will be an assurance for every day of the year. Do not worry, yet what is the first thing that we tend to do when things go wrong? Yes, we worry rather than turning to our Heavenly Father and praying as His dear children, Lord, have mercy on us. Father, help us in our time of need. Amidst the distraction of our worries, Satan will try his absolute best to throw his flaming arrows our way in the form of trials and temptations. He will cause us to doubt the promises of God and to fall away from the life-giving, life-sustaining promises. And in our weakness, we will fall. We fall into worrying. We fall into believing the lies and the accusations that Satan puts before us. And we allow ourselves to become the victim rather than the victors. Even Abraham fell into the same sin that we often do. He worried about his descendants. Even though God had made his covenant with him, Abraham questioned God. As he said, Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? As we find in Genesis 15. Again, God reassured Abraham of his promise. Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. So shall your offspring be. Our Heavenly Father reassured Abraham that this promise would be fulfilled, and that through Abraham, his descendants, including the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, would be born. This promised Savior would come into the world to save mankind from sin, death, and everlasting hell. A descendant of Abraham's own flesh and blood. Even though Abraham would not live to see this long-awaited event, the Bible tells us he believed God. By faith, Abraham would believe that this promise would come to pass. The Bible tells us that he was counted as a righteous man. This saint of God, who would never live to see this promise come about, of the Savior fulfilled in his lifetime, would indeed become a great nation. We thank and praise God for such people like Abraham, who by faith, not by sight, were able to walk and trust in the promises of God. Doesn't it seem just as incredible that the promise God gave to Abraham would still be able to love us, knowing that our sinful nature is often before us? Doesn't it also seem incredible that God would give up His one and only begotten Son for us, so that forgiveness is ours. And when we believe in Him as our Lord and Savior, we will live with Him forever in eternity. Even though we hardly deserve this great gift. Yes, all these things and more are incredible, but the truth still remains. No matter how bad things are or the perils we might face in this present age, God's promise is still firm and will remain unshakable to the end of the world. It seemed impossible that Abraham, at 100 years of age, that he could ever have a son, considering that his wife Sarah was also 90 years old. It seemed impossible that Abraham would be the father of a great nation. It also seemed just as impossible to know that even though we sin daily, God still forgives us and watches over us every day. Do you see impossibilities before you? Do you have what seems like overwhelming problems? Do you have fears and worries that just won't go away no matter how hard you try to get rid of them? Well, take heart, dear Christian friends. God has forgiven us for our lack of faith and has also called us to trust Him for our future in this trying time of the current world events of 2020. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. God is calling us to firmly believe in His promises. And the Word of God continues to give us hope and a future, even in today's world. In all of our struggles, the Holy Spirit of God has implanted in us the ability to have faith and to trust our Lord in every possible circumstance. God, in His mercy and in His grace, is what enables us to receive the assurance of His promised word, even in the most desperate situations. Through Christ, the Holy Spirit will enable us to do what we cannot do for ourselves, and that is to put everything into God's hands. Remember who this God is who has given us these promises. This is the same God who made the heavens and the earth and even now sustains them. It is the same God who has sent His Son to save us from our sins and grant us the blessings of forgiveness and eternal life. This is the same God who sent His Word among us to keep us and to strengthen us in times of these current days of trial and hardship. This is the same God who walked this earth in the form of a man, who lived among us, who felt what we feel, but in His mercy and grace says to us in Ezekiel, "I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, I will bind up the injured, I will strengthen the weak. The strong I will destroy, I will feed them justice." Through Him and His Word, we have been given faith to see the invisible, faith to believe the incredible, and faith to receive the impossible. By His mighty power, working through the Word and the sacrament which we are going to receive here today, He has given you faith to face your worries. Even though Satan may try to bring us to our knees, but praise Almighty God that when we are down and out, and when we are at our wit's end with worry, we can always look up to heaven and open our hearts to our Heavenly Father who has promised to hear our cries for mercy. Yes, we truly can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it is in that strength that we fear, love, and trust in Christ alone. God continues to meet our needs, and in His good time and in His own way, He will provide. He will sustain us even in this present age. Like the young boy, Billy, in the story, when we are tempted to worry rather than to trust the promises of God for our lives, we can look to Scripture and see with absolute certainty in these uncertain times and know that God will always care for us. We can place worry in the hands of our Lord. We can let go and let God. To let go is to release fear, doubt, and anxiety, and cast all your anxiety upon Him, for He cares for you. In closing, we will finish out with the scripture from Matthew, the 6th chapter. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we wear? Or what shall we drink?" For you see, the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. To God be the glory. Amen.